Hi, Ollie. Hey, is your real name Oliver? I mean, were you named after Oliver Norval Hardy? The reason I'm asking is because you show a good sense of humor and a quick wit in answering your columns. I thought you may have gotten your comedic talent from watching the late great comedy team of Laurel and Hardy. Signed, a faithful reader.
Dear faithful reader, there's nothing I like better than answering a fan letter that gives me the opportunity to talk about myself. With your query, you have allowed my humble self that very platform. Thank you. Maybe I should say, yes, you are right. My real name is Oliver Norval Hardy. But sadly, that would be a big fat lie. Let me explain. I was the first of what was supposed to be a three-dog family with the names Ollie, Fran, and Kukla. Well, as time went on, my woman human kept rescuing and adopting animals, and none were female. She may be a little nuts, but she couldn't bring herself to name a male dog Fran. So the Kukla, Fran, and Ollie idea went out the window. The next dog in the house was low to the floor with a very bad underbite. He looked like Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street, so he was named Oscar. It was peaceful for a while until the one dog too many came along in 2008. Here's a Yorkie poo that was so cute he could get anything he wanted without even having to act like a dog. Oh my, she thought. We need to give him another O so he can fit in with the family. Remember, I told you that she likes things in sets, which is sort of an obsessive compulsive thing. Then Barack Obama got elected and I worried that this ridiculous dog might be named Obama. Well, I needn't have to worry because she came up with the name Opie Taylor. This whining, spoiled dog is named after Ronnie Howard's character on The Andy Griffith Show. Really, this is the only dog I know with two names. Then came along a black and white Pomeranian named Laddie that bit three people. My woman human was intrigued. Is he a biter, she wondered, or was he just scared when he was cornered? I felt sure he would be on his way out after a month. But no, he was renamed Pomtini after a pomegranate cocktail. He's still here, and he doesn't have an O name. OMG. Are we starting to get a new set? Will there be tequila and Captain Morgan join Pomtini? I hope not. My patience is wearing extremely thin. I would like to take a few minutes to recount the most popular dog names now in America. They are Bella, Lucy, Molly, and Daisy for females, and Bailey, Max, Charlie, and Buddy for the male counterpart. My woman human likes unusual names for her dog, so what did get her attention was the name given to a rescue dog by Center Township trustee-elect Jesse Harper. He named his newly found dog just plain Maybe. He explained that when he found the Beagle Basset mix, he thought, maybe I'll keep her, maybe not. Maybe she's housebroken, maybe not. Maybe I'll really love her, and maybe not. Maybe is still with Jesse. On a side note, my woman human Victoria was upset when, at the low-cost vaccination day sponsored by the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana in Miller, Melinda Burns from Hammond brought in her little black dog named Vicky. Who knew? We love the unusual names. Your furry friend, Ollie. And remember, love is a four-legged word.